Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And also be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetoftheheart. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/facetoftheheart. And if you would like to make a song dedication throughout the week, you can email us at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song that you would like to dedicate and the message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys have all had a really fun 4th of July weekend. We had a full moon, which was pretty intense. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely still reeling from it all. So it was a pretty crazy, crazy time. But, you know, I've actually felt the energy has been pretty intense for like the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. But they actually say that the 2 weeks before a full moon is when the energy is building, building, building. And then the full moon is supposed to be the pivot, or like the height of the drama or of the events or when major cool events happen. And then after that, it's supposed to be like not a decline, but like a gradual kind of balancing of the energy where things kind of calm down. And then 2 weeks later is when the new moon starts, which is about new beginnings, which is cool. So you guys might have had a really festive, crazy, fun, wild 4th of July. I hope you guys are having a really cool summer so far. We have an amazing guest tonight. And I met her a few months ago when I was at the ASCAP party for Knee to Knee Paris, who we had on the show. And, you know, we've had a series of fun, cool ASCAP singer, songwriter, musicians that have been with us. So tonight we are running with that theme, and we have Elise Black, and Elise is a really, really cool. She, as you guys can see from my Facebook page, her photography work of her is so gorgeous. It's so cool. Who doesn't love fantasy art? And she is seriously that beautiful in person. And we have her on the show with us, which is super cool. She has a couple of songs that are very, very romantic in particular. And then she has a whole fun song catalog, which we're going to be able to talk to her about, which is awesome. My favorite song, which I'm going to open with, is a beautiful cover song that you guys might know called You Belong to Me. And it's very, very romantic. So I was going to play this to open the show tonight, as well as to introduce our gorgeous guest. So this is Elise Black's version of You Belong to Me.
Sunrise from a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs. Remember till your dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so low without you. Maybe you'd be lonesome.
Fantastically, thanks, Jamie.
Yay! I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah. I'm actually, I am in the first week of a crazy 6-week tour, and this is the most laid-back part of the entire tour, so I'm feeling great.
Oh my God, that's incredible. So tell us all about your tour.
So it's a West Coast tour. It's called Wildest Dream Tour. It's named after what is liable to be one of the singles on my big record that we're finishing up right now. And it is all, I came in from Austin into LA, played a couple shows so far in Southern California. And then this week we go up to, kind of Central and Northern California and come back down. I play a big show with BMI. Big showcase with BMI next week, and then I head up to Oregon and Washington, and then back down through the Rockies. It's crazy. It's about 30 shows, and all over the Western United States, honestly.
That is so incredible. So are you currently in Los Angeles? I think you are, right?
I am. Actually, I'm in Palos Verdes, to be honest, but in the Los Angeles area, yes.
Yay! Oh, that's so cool. So, yeah, so during your West Coast tour, you are in L.A. on an L.A. show, so that's fabulous. I love that. Yay!
Yes.
So cool. So you're touring all around. Now, you know, a lot of artists, actually, they don't even tour because it has gotten to be so expensive. So that's amazing that you have this opportunity. Are you touring with people, or is this a solo tour?
I've toured up to up to a trio around the country. This is actually how I make my full-time living. So so I understand that it's hard, but there's a way. I've toured
so awesome.
Up to a trio around the whole country. I've toured five-piece band around Texas and around Washington State, which are kind of my home states, if you will. But right now I'm doing the vast majority of this tour. About 25 of the 30 shows will be me, and on the California leg of the tour, Natalie Gelman and I are doing it together. And then the band will join me for 5 of the shows up in Washington State, for some of the bigger shows up there. And then I head back down with my kids by myself through the Rockies, touring and playing shows along the way. So that will be extra insane.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So are you driving for all this?
I am. I've flown before, but I find it to be much more financially viable. And also, as far as, having the ability to bring a full sound system for shows when you you know, providing that, well, I'm getting into the nitty gritty of this a little bit much, but it's much more viable to drive. And that way, you know, my family can join me for part of the tour. And because, I mean, I do about 150 shows a year, so this is a full lifestyle for me. I have to build my regular life into it to make it functional. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, you're bringing your family around with you, which is awesome. Have you seen evidence of your kids also having musical ability?
Oh, heck yeah. My son would crawl over everything. From when he was about 6 months old, he'd crawl over anything to get to a guitar. His name is Elliot. And then Scarlett is almost four now. And she plays the piano and sings. She tells me all the time, she'll say, "Shush, Mama, I got to sing my songs." And then she'll play the piano or the ukulele and sing me a song about unicorns or princesses down by the bay or something along those lines.
That is so awesome. That's so cute. Have you had your kids perform with you yet?
No, they're only two and four, but I have a feeling that's probably coming.
For sure.
And I actually have really embraced being very openly a mama musician. I think a lot of mamas kind of keep it on the down low, but for me, it is. I used to make fun of people who were so nuts about their kids, and now I'm the worst offender of any of them. So I'm so proud of them, and it is such a huge part of my being to be completely, completely in love with them and my husband and everything, that not being able to talk about that on stage and make that a part of, you know, just who I am feels anathema to my being. So
Absolutely, because it goes against who you are to not be able to be you and to talk about the things that you love the most in your life.
Yeah, they just love so deeply and so utterly and honestly. Without sounding completely hokey, love really saved me. And so love is really what I write about in all of its facets, love and acceptance. And so why in holy heck would I not bring that into, you know, discussing the songs and discussing, you know, my life as it relates to the songs when I'm on stage. So, yeah.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, what spoke to you about doing your cover, You Belong to Me? What about that song touched your heart and made you want to cover it?
I have always been nuts about that song. I'm not even a big fan of the concept of one person belonging to another person, but I don't even care about when it comes to that song because it's just so, so beautiful. I love the imagery in it. I love the concept of two souls being drawn together across the world. I travel a lot, and so feeling that sense of being drawn to, you know, my lover and my family is very, very strong indeed. So all of my love songs come from this deep sense of finally feeling really loved and connected in life and wanting to share that love and connection and acceptance through music, so...
That is so cool. I mean, definitely relationships and love, family and romance, like it's actually very spiritual because when you love someone, it's like they are in your care. You are absolutely like, in a way, responsible for them. You know, even your romantic partner, like you're responsible to like give them love and caretake them. And like they're on this journey with you. So it's like they're in your charge in a way. So they totally.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, you know, people break that all the time. But to feel like there are some people in this world you can genuinely trust to love you exactly like you are and consistently do that, even if someday they might break your heart, which is always a risk. Being able to trust was very hard for me, and so I think that is something that I have grown to see, that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with me. Like I always, always, always thought, and I think we all feel this on some level, that I am not broken.
Yeah.
And
that's so very true. You definitely
are
not broken.
It's a beautiful realization for all of us to have, I think. And having that consistent, all encompassing love was really kind of the basis for it for me. Like I said, I'm a total sap now. I used to make fun of people like me.
No, I think that's so beautiful. I wanted to share another song of yours with everybody listening right now. And a song of yours that actually, it seemed like it was maybe from your 12th song album. And it's called Both Ways. And I really, really like it. What can you tell us
that was
about?
That was the radio favorite off of that record.
Yes, it is the radio favorite. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, I myself am bisexual, and I got a lot of flack from both sides of the fence for that, like, oh, pick a sex, you know, this, that, and the other. And for me, it's very much about being human and being attracted to humans on so many levels, and you know, being committed to one person, but also saying like, hey, I'm still falling in love all the time. I'm still just because you're committed to one person doesn't mean you're not falling in love all the time or attracted to other people. So it's very much about the temptation to cheat, choosing not to, but allowing myself to process that, and the beauty of human beings of all genders. So, yeah.
Hmm. Well, I love the universal, you know, accepting nature. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yay. No, and props to you. You know what? I think that's beautiful that you're able to own that. I think that's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure that there are some people who've judged me for it, and I just don't care. And it actually came out right about the same time as Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, and I thought that was pretty comical.
That's
Katy Perry
awesome.
And I were synced up on some weird cross-genre level.
I love it. That is awesome. And I'm sorry you get judged for anything in your life. That is sad. So I'm glad that you're able to turn it into something beautiful and positive. And this is Both Ways for everybody listening by Elise Black. And we are going to have more interview with Elise after this, as well as playing more of her music. We have poetry. We have everything fun coming up. So you guys stay tuned. We will be right back right after this.
I'm pretending that I'm going to sleep, even though I just want to message you back. I'm trying hard to play the part of good girl, but I'm coming at the close of every act. Girls, I just want to have it both.
I can't stand that I can't. As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have every week an artist to watch who is going to be a really cool person to follow along their musical journey. And this week we have Jeff, who does it every week, who has picked for us an awesome musician who he thinks is really special. So Jeff, who is our artist to watch this week?
All right, well, the artist to watch this week is an artist I found a couple weeks back. Her name is Christine Diebel. And she actually originally is out of Louisiana and recently has gone to L.A. and has been working compared to kind of a Dusty Springfield type of vocal. NPR has been giving a lot of press to her over the past, past couple months, actually, in promotion for her new album, Make Your Own Mythology. And it's really interesting. I was watching a video on her about how she came to put this album together and how she wanted her music to really impact people, and that in today's society, it's more about creating your own adventure in life. And I guess that kind of really struck me. I think the new album she has is really solid. She's doing some work right now where she's opening up for Lucinda Williams, which is an excellent concert as far as I'm concerned. And so it's been pretty powerful on that end. Definitely somebody you should check out this summer. She's got a bunch of tour dates. She's doing a bunch of solo shows too, big cities, that kind of thing. So check out her website. There's a couple good things there. Also, take an opportunity to check out her website and listen to her philosophy on this album. There's like three parts to that, and I think it's really really intense and very insightful. So anyhow, check her out. Christine, we're going to play her song tonight, and I hope you like it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jeff. I love Lucinda Williams, so super props to her.
Back to tell you about this
So that was our artist watch. I'll make time for you. I hope you guys love it. And now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and she is on the line with us right now. Super extraordinaire, who is a, if you guys don't know, super talented doctor, incredibly gifted poet, extremely gorgeous supermodel, and many, many other things, gifted songwriter. How are you doing, baby?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in with every week as you do, sharing with us your awesome poetry. What poem do you have for us tonight?
Well, first of all, thank you for that very sweet introduction. It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
The poem I have tonight is called Midnight Silence. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, feel free to share it anytime you're ready.
I lost hope. I believed the evil in everyone murdered any good, leaving nothing but a bloody, grinning trail. I layered on my armor and marched to the rhythm of a resilient silence. There was nothing more in my, there's nothing more that my heart could take. Now I stare across this restaurant table at you, watching your lips move. You saved me in more ways than you can imagine. You reinstilled hope in a shattered soul. I never thought someone wanted the jaded pieces of my being simply because I never fit. You gaze at me. You see my soul for every flawed being that it is. You pulse through every inch of my body like the waves dancing across an ocean at midnight. No one knowing their secret harmony, only hearing the symphony they created together. You see my fire, and it doesn't scare you. You see my vulnerability, but you cherish every inch of it. I love you so much. I think of when I kissed those lips. Oh, how I wanted them all over my body. When I sleep every night, I hope I wake up screaming your name. I know you love me. I feel it in the way you look at me. You are the counterpart to my soul. You are the piece of me that I have been looking for forever. If you told me, I would have to wait 100 years for you. I would light up this Cuban cigar and say you're worth every second of my midnight silence. You saved me for a lifetime. I would give you mine for just an extra moment to spend with you. God, I love you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, absolutely.
Appropriate for summer weather.
It is. Nice. It is. Very flowery.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, what would you like to promote tonight? You have so many amazing things all the time.
Oh, well, thank you. I would just, if anyone gets time to, you know, check out our track Lost Empires. It's on iTunes, on YouTube. You get a chance to hear it and kind of support it, and hopefully we can get the word out there a little more. Also, just, you know, I love people who support local and upcoming artists, and I always think that that's great to do. And if you get a chance to check out my book, it's Raw Poetry. It is on my Facebook page. There is a Kindle version, a soft copy, and hard copy. So if you get a chance to look at that too, I think you'll fall in love with it. So,
yay! Very cool. Well, for everybody, you guys should just know her website links so you guys can check out all that fun stuff that she was talking about. So go to facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. So that is awesome. And I was thinking about it actually today. I was thinking how I think you need to make a music video for Lost Empires and a lyric video for Lost Empire.
I should. You're right. I should do that. Get it out there a bit more. But I just know I need the right person to hear it. It, like, you know, it has a very hypnotic feel to it. So it'll all come together. But I'll do that. I'll think about that. I'll see if I can put that together. So
yay.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, gorgeous. Well, you have a wonderful night tonight, and we will hear from you next week.
Of course, as always. All right, thank you again, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you, love. You too.
Okay, bye. All right, bye.
Bye. And now we are going to play a gorgeous song from Elise. This song is called Willowing. that was Willowing by Elise, and she is on the line with us right now. And I was wondering about your different groups or works that people can listen to online right now. So what you are coming out with very quickly in correlation to your Wildest Dreams tour. So can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have available and coming out with?
Sure. Just 1 second. I actually was amused that Kristen Diable was featured. I actually just played a show with her a couple of months ago, and then her and her sister and I, her sister is actually a fantastic singer-songwriter as well, Erin Miley, and she and I have done a couple different shows together around Louisiana and Texas. So I actually know Kristen. That's funny. Small world.
So cool.
And then I'm working on 4 different recording projects. The big one, let's do the big one last. One of the side projects is a Sirens project. It's called Wild Blood. That's the group name. And it's me and another female singer-songwriter. And if you remember the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And you remember mm-hmm. the women down by the river, we're basically making a whole record like that.
Ooh,
and we've written
cool.
most of the songs on the record, but it is sexy as all get out, and it'll have a really visceral, almost haunted sort of sound. Then next I'm working on a side project with a group that I formed called Strange Stereo, and that is acid jazz or downtempo, which is basically like slinky techno, slinky slow techno with sexy jazzy vocals over the top. And we're taking hits from every era of American pop music and putting it into this genre, and it makes just like the perfect party music. It is like so sexy, I can hardly stand it myself. And then the main project, a couple other small ones, but the main project is mine. It's Elise Black. And I had a crazy successful Kickstarter for it last year in the summer, and started recording it with one of the best producers in Austin. But it wasn't really going the direction that I was thinking. So he very kindly handed me back the project, and I had talked Matt Chamberlain into being on drums, who's, yes, most people around the LA scene, he's kind of treated with a certain reverence, a god of drumming, et cetera. And I asked him who he thought should produce it, and he said definitely Eric Ross. And Eric Ross produced the breakthrough records of Sarah Bareilles, Tori Amos, Anna Nalick, Mary Lambert, a whole variety of female singer-songwriters that are in my thing, if you will. And for some crazy reason, I talked him into recording it with me. And we've been working on that now since March. And it is, excuse me, I'm just finishing up. And that is what I'll be showcasing at BMI's showcase next week in LA at Genghis Cohen. And it's a 10-song album. It is by far the coolest thing I've ever done. Crazy proud. I wrote 123 songs for the record just so I could make sure that every song that went on it was truly, you know, something I was just nuts about. And so far the reactions from people I've played rough to have been nothing short of stellar. So hopefully it lives up to the hype.
Oh, absolutely. I am sure that it will. That is awesome, especially with all those collaborations.
Yeah.
And how did you ever narrow that down?
Well, I got it down to 17 that felt right to my heart, because for me, this album, with the Kickstarter was called called Love and Laughter, and it was about finding my heart and my voice through love of my family. And that oasis, I have people tell me all the time that my music sounds like falling in love when they come to a live show, and they'll tell them it wraps them up in warmth and inspiration and acceptance. And so I wanted to make an album about that, about the joy of life and finding joy and love through all the rough bits that we all have to go through. And so I narrowed it down to the 17 that made sense on that heart level. And then Eric had to narrow the 17 down to 10. And that was a pretty funny conversation. I, at one point, had to close my eyes while he deleted one or two of them. Because, you know, by the time you even narrow 123 down to 17, they're all your precious babies.
Of course.
So it's a painful but necessary process. Yeah. And I've been told it's bad form to put 123 songs on your record.
Well, you know, one day we'll be able to release albums with unlimited songs.
True, but I think the self-curation and then the curation by the producer is to some degree like it almost funnels it down or what's the word I'm looking for? Like it draws out the essence of it more purely. So it's almost, I think, a brilliant thing because it has led to even more self-discovery on who I am as an artist and what statement I'm making to the world. And as things are really taking off and exploding for me, like, what is my purpose in life? I don't want to be huge. I want to be someone who, you know, obviously I want to be able to support my family, but I want to be someone who makes a beautiful difference in the world. We all have this spark within our chests or within our minds, however you want to think about it, that's capable of so much, and learning to shed away all the reasons why you can't and why the reasons why you have to dim that light and find that essence and become that in its most pure, beautiful, outright form, I think is the point of life, and then give that to the world. So I am doing
that. I love that so much. That is so true and beautiful. I love that you're doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I want to share another one of your amazing songs with everyone.
Please,
this
thank
one
you.
Is your romantic song, The Story. And what
oh,
can
I
you
love.
Tell everybody about this one?
So the girl who made this famous is a fantastic singer-songwriter from Seattle, Brandi Carlile, and she is one of my favorite artists, for sure. And it wasn't her, she didn't actually write it, though. I think everybody thinks she did. It was written by her bassist and long-term band partner, Phil Hansroth. He and his twin are her backup band. And they're all from actually about 15 minutes where I grew up. And so they feel particularly close to me, both in music and soul and in origin. So this song wrecks me. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's really about finding that partner that makes your life even more beautiful than it was before, and makes the stories make sense and more beautiful. Mm. So there you go.
I love it. Well, this is The Story by Elise Black, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I know I do.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories where I've been and how I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything if you've got no one to tell them to. Oh, it's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountaintop, climbed all across the ocean blue, crossed all the lines, I broke all the rules, but baby I broke them all for you, because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a million bucks, yes you do. Face.
many stories of where I've been and how I got to where I am, but these stories don't mean anything if you got no one to tell them to. Oh, it's true, I was made for you. Well, it's true that I was made for you.
And that was the story. And now we have Lydia with her Shakespeare in Love segment.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night. Anyway, I wanted to read a poem to you, and I hope you like it. Glasses. Designer, fashionable, glasses, borrowed, taken, now broken. I am left with the pieces of your wear. Shards bring luck, they say, as I stare, thinking about glue or some solution. Unable to decide, I learned to appreciate its pieces. First, there was one pair of, and now there are many more pieces. Anyway, have a great night. Bye.
Aw, thank you so much, Lydia. For everybody that would like to follow her throughout the week, she has really cool stuff going on all the time. She is always traveling, always doing something in some sort of film or movie or something. She is super creative and a genius, so you guys can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayan. And now we have our sneak peek song of the week. And we actually, usually the albums are released on Tuesdays, and so we're able to give you a preview before it comes out. But now I actually have changed the release date nationally and internationally, so all new music will be now released on Friday. So you guys know. So our artist this week is Little Boots, and they've had stuff out before, which is really cool. So their album out now, or very soon on Friday, is Working Girl. So they have really cool stuff. If you guys like it, be sure to, you know, get their album. And from now on, you'll be able to hear stuff at the beginning of the week that will be released at the end of the week for you to get a little sneak preview. So this is Little Boots, and their song from their album Working Girl that I picked tonight is Desire. So I hope you guys like it.
Thank you.
that was Desire from the Working Girl album with Little Boots. So you guys, if you love it, it's out this Friday, so enjoy. And now we are at the top of the hour for the live portion of the show. So we are going to play music by Elise, who is on the show with us tonight, for our extended podcast portion, which means that if you guys are listening to this not live right now, that you're going to just basically be able to relax to a lot of her music back to back, which is super fun. And if you guys are listening live, then just be sure to check my Facebook page on about like half an hour from now, and you'll be able to listen to the whole extended portion of the show and extra music features from Elise, which is cool. So Elise, thank you so much for being on our show with us tonight. I know we have to get going in about 2 minutes. So can you quickly say your music links or websites for people so they can follow you as
sure.
They have now just been introduced to your amazing music?
Oh, thank you, Jamie. Yeah, no, definitely. The best way to definitely get to everything of mine is to go to EliseBlack.com, and that is AliseBlack.com. And otherwise, any social media site, Twitter.com/EliseBlack, Facebook.com/EliseBlackMusic. But pretty much any site, if you look up Elise Black, I'm on there and posting like crazy. It's pictures of tours, pictures of recording studios, and a lot of pictures of my kids because I am not so in love with them. So just be forewarned.
That is awesome.
So yeah, no, and this tour is all over the West Coast. So please check out tour dates. I would absolutely love to meet you. I'm a big believer in hugs. They've proven that. Without human touch, you know, we all get sick and, you know, die. So you should come out to a show and get a hug and get your ears loved on, and I would love to meet you. Otherwise, if you happen to be in L.A., I have a big showcase with BMI at Genghis Cohen next week on July 13th at 7 p.m., and I would absolutely love it if you came to that.
Aw, well, thank you so much, Elise, so much for being on our show. I hope you have the most amazing evening. Yay, thank you.
Aww. I'm actually going to go write a song. I'm actually going to go write a song.
Yay, go have fun writing a song. We can't wait to hear it later.
Yep.
Awesome. You have a wonderful night, love.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next Monday. And now this is Back-to-Back Music by Elise. So have a great night, guys. Bye.
Your love. nothing to miss, heaven bound, she's still in sin. Wedding bouquets branched out of her eyes. He shrugs and laughs, what you want me to say? The tangled strings are torn and tough to grasp.
but your kisses are causing power spikes. And it's not the wind gushing from the windows or my coffee overdrive. Eyes glimmering like deep lakes, you explode with plans. And I just can't focus on the road. I'm so wrapped up, I understand. The hills roll underneath these streets. The world is at our feet. Can you taste it as you make it happen? You're a superhero in your own super movie. You're no normal Jane or Charles. Anyone can see that. Black and a superhero. Get back a super ability. Oh, I know you don't know it, but look what you're doing to me. Now you're so hard at work, I even bet you could turn this clock around, but was light when you picked it up. It's so heavy when you put it down. Your eyes are used up candles now. Your voice feels slow and deep. Or I can smell disappointment. You're so used up, you took such a leap. Maybe you let yourself cry if you were some other kind of guy. But tomorrow you're just made it. You're a superhero in your own super movie. You're no normal Jane or Joe. Anyone can see that. Like any superhero, you're like a super ability. Oh, I know you don't know it, but look what you're doing.
Oh, The ocean's rose. home to warm green hands. We kissed while we made vows that we'd break. Somehow it was alive. Oh, I knew that you'd be the only one to really see. Just admit that you needed me. Oh, oh, oh. day of 16, hiding my hips from the world. Oh, I see nothing but you. The music is lost on me.
So forgotten. No, not how I shot him.